What does make a difference for individual storm behavior, especially supercellular ones, is the curvature of the shear on a hodograph. We're concerned about various aspects of curvature, including the relative amount of curvature, i.e. how strong or intense, when it occurs, morning, noon, or night, where it occurs on the profile, and whether it's a counterclockwise or clockwise curvature. All of these aspects can be crucial in determining the type of environment you have for potential convection. In terms of what they mean, look at the wind profiles from the previous slide and match up the effects of the counterclockwise hodograph with profile A and clockwise with profile B.